know, quiet. So if you want to come closer, that'd be cool. What? Can you hear that? Remember that one time I did that thing? You liked that thing. You liked that thing. You liked that thing. You liked. You thought it was funny. You thought I was funny, but you don't think I am funny. That's the first one. This is called Cave Babies. I'm from Santa Barbara. Two days ago, we were in Seattle and for some reason played a show there. And after I said Santa Barbara, and for some reason I said it a lot, everyone cheered. There are a number of people here from that I know from Santa Barbara, so I think it'd be appropriate to cheer. If you'd like to raise your hand if you live in Santa Barbara at some point. Oh my
wow.
God. In Seattle, we played at a one Jacob Jaffe's house.
Yeah. Jacob.
Yeah.
Okay. Babies. Alright, this song isn't about anything, or any, isn't about a person. If it was, it would be kind of rude. But it's a love song about just stuff.
There's gonna be a video of it dropped on the tube later tonight of some 3-year-olds requesting it. You'll love it when you see it.
I don't know what she's talking about. That's fine. This is Rebecca, my sister, if you know her. She's in a band called Drying Water with some people in this room.
What kind of instrument are you playing?
This is a baritone ukulele. I saw you looking at sweaters, and you found an ugly striped one, but it was too big. Then you found one with a cat chasing a bird chasing a worm, and you looked around, then you put it on, then you moved over to housewares, picked up a picture mug, and you laughed at it, put it up to your lips, see if it fit. And it did, so you got it. I love stuff, and you love stuff. We both love stuff together. I love stuff, and you've got stuff. Well, I don't love you, I just love your stuff. And then you moved on to the movie aisle. Past the DVDs and straight on to, oh my god, you went for the VHS. I think my heart stopped. What was this man? But that's close. You got. Ask your parents if you can watch Xanadu together. hold on. Olivia Newton-John is in it. The ELO does the soundtrack. You got to. I just love your stuff. Speaking of stuff, I was at a thrift store in Seattle a few days, like 5 days ago, and I saw this hat. If you can't see it, it's a Dave Matthews Band hat. And I decided not to get it, and then. Have you ever done this thing where you go to a thrift store and you see something really great, And you decide not to get it, but that if you go back in a few days and it's still there, then you'll get it. So I did that. That's most of the story. Except that I didn't realize that Dave was from Seattle and lived like a block away from the house that we were playing at. And that everyone in Seattle apparently loves Dave Matthews Band. And I've never actually listened to it on purpose, so I... So joke's on me. But a friend, Zach, who lives in Seattle in a band called Iggy, showed me this video of them playing live, and I thought it was terrible. But Dave was wearing pajamas. which I thought was really brave. But I guess anything that you sleep in is a pajama. So I'm wearing pajamas. Anyway. Years and it's really nice. It's very friendly. And I'm a little embarrassed that I haven't made my way up here because you've lived here for so long. But thanks for letting us do this tonight. There's some real unfriendly faces in this room, too. I'm just kidding. Most of you have very neutral faces. I would like to ask you to make a decision by the end of the night. That would really help me a lot. Weirdo club, hangout time. Weirdo club, hangout time. Weirdo club, hangout time is where I go when I need to get away. And where do all of the shy kids go? Cause when I feel shy, I still don't wanna feel alone. I am longing for a place I can just go hang around and not sound. Where do all of the sober kids go? When I say kids, I mean I'm 30 years old and I'm still struggling to find times that I don't wait on bated breath. This is life or death. Weirdo club, hang out time. Weirdo club, hang out time. Weirdo club, hang out time is where I go. Stay at home playing sad songs on the stereo. We're just so obsessed with happiness to feel anything is pretty. theme song to a future public access TV show that someone else is going to make. I'm not doing it. Any more? I'll just do a few more. There's some people that came from far away.
Denmark.
Yes.
Denmark.
Oh, I have some cassette tapes. If you'd like one. Challenge the friends around you, and when they challenge you too, you just learn from how you respond. Learn to say when you're wrong, 'cause no one ever said friendship was easy. Look outside yourself. It's not all about me. No one ever said friendship was easy. Look outside yourself. It's not all about me. Go see them play all the time. Obviously, you do, but that's what I would do. Alright, is one okay? Is one more okay? Tired of it. but I'm not thinking anything at all. Surgery for the second time, and that sucked. And they shaved my beard off after about 8 years of not touching it, and it grew back. But it was a really traumatic thing at the time. My mom took a photo of me after my dad shaved my face, and I looked so sad. I was on drugs, so I don't remember, but it was, like, really sad. I don't need a special day or a Hallmark card for me to say that I love you, beard, I love you, beard, I love you, beard. Last year I had lung surgery, they shaved you off so I could breathe. I love you, beard, thanks for looking out for me. But how did you feel? Oh, come on, beard, tell me. Let's get real, 'cause I felt like I lost a friend. I lost a friend, like I lost a friend. Did you feel like you lost a friend, like you lost a friend today? I don't need a special day or a Hallmark card for me to say that I love you, beard, I love you, beard, I love you, beard. You broke my heart, yeah, it shattered it when the oxygen mask wouldn't fit. I love you, beard, thanks for looking out for me. I love you, beard, 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 thanks for growing back to me. Any announcements or upcoming shows here or anywhere?
There is a show here on April 9th, though. Yeah, the flyer's
Saturday,
on.
April 9th, yeah.
It's Moses' birthday show.
It is my birthday. Yeah. The flyer's on my table.
Okay, see you all April 9th.
Yeah.